The Mayor's Youth Advisory Council had a conversation with the candidates for the City of Red Oak on Wednesday, October 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Red Oak Public Library. This was an invitation-only event. No media was invited to the event. After the event, KCSI, KOAK, did receive a number of questions, comments, and concerns about a question that occurred during the latter portion of the meeting regarding mental health and drug abuse in the City of Red Oak. The answer from candidate Heidsieck did seem to indicate the solution to mental health and drug abuse did involve mass extermination. The following is the audio that we received from Mayor candidate John Heidsieck's answer to the question.
People who went through drug abuses, teenagers, young people, when they have children, they do two things. They get them involved, and they steal from them. They've got that habit so bad that kid will go without before I go without. And it just escalates the problem to where there's no reasonable fix-it solution other than mass extermination. I mean, you know, it's if you got a neighborhood full of rabid cats, you go out and shoot them, and then you don't have to worry about the rabid cats. But, you know, it's people become a little bit horrified when you talk about putting other people down. Life is life. You're born. You're going to live, hopefully in a good way. Then you're going to die. Nobody lives forever. The time of your death is a lot of it's predetermined by how you grow up and act in your younger years as to how good your older years are going to be. So, you know, it's, in a way, there's a cure, but the cure just scares the living hell out of people. While they may agree with it, hand him a pencil and I said, oh no, not me. I mean, they'll be for it until they got to be a part of it, then it's a different story. It is a problem that's handed down because that child when he's young, has no idea or any conception of the difference between right and wrong. I mean, he learns by making mistakes. He learns not to touch the stove because he knows it'll burn his fingers. But if he's never given that opportunity to learn, he never will. And after a certain amount of time, it's too late to try to teach him because his mindset is already set. His vision is zeroed in on what he wants to do or what he thinks he's going to do. So, in a lot of instances, it's, sorry to say it, but it's too late to do anything. You just have to try to deal with it the best you can.
We did reach out to candidate Heidsieck for clarification on his response.
Comment on that is what?
Well, it's a big problem, and you've got two choices: either get rid of the problem entirely, which would basically amount to a mass extermination of the problem, or come up with a very deep, comprehensive plan to deal with it. And you've got to start right at the very beginning instead of jumping in at the middle or the tail end and trying to work backwards.
Okay.
You got to start solving it right at the very beginning of the problem.
Okay. So the comment about mass extermination and rounding up a bunch of rabid cats and killing them. Can you clarify that for me?
Well, it was probably a poor choice of trying to assimilate between the two problems, but, you know, everyone would agree if you had a herd of rabid cats running around, the first thing you'd do is round them up and annihilate them. You wouldn't, and then you would go back and try to find out why you had so many rabid cats. But, you know, you gotta, sometimes you're faced with very, very difficult problems that when it comes right down to it, you've either got to stand on one side of the fence or the other. Because if you're sliding downhill, that barbed wire fence becomes very uncomfortable.
Okay. All right. Anything else that you would comment on to either clarify or wrap that conversation up, John?
Well, not right now. Okay. I mean, you know, it's I'm the kind of guy that, you know, if you ask my opinion, I'm going to spit it out right then and there, what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it offends people. And I'm sorry about that, but when you ask me what I think, you need to be prepared to listen to what I got to say. So, you know, don't feel offended if you ask for a point-blank answer and you get one.
And that was candidate Heidzik's response. Again, the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council conversation was held on Wednesday, October 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. We have reached out and are currently trying to get the complete audio from that conversation.